Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what has been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you remember in your own life when you received a clear call to follow Jesus? Or when you answered that call? Many Lutherans, baptized as infants, maybe don't necessarily remember a specific time. They just remember growing up in the church, knowing church has been what they've always known. That was mostly true for me. I grew up in the church. I prayed all the prayers. I have a vague recollection. My earliest memory, like of a physical, tangible thing, was carving praying hands out of a bar of Dove soap. That was like a first physical act of devotion. And I remember being a 15-year-old getting confirmed and having to answer to the whole church, "Do you want to follow Jesus?" And in the deepest place of my heart, I said, "Yes." We used to sing a song back then. "Come into my heart, come into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into day, come into stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus." Some of you remember the song. Some of you have had similar call experiences. This morning's gospel is Matthew's version of the call of the earliest disciples. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. Peter and Andrew. We'll hear a lot more about those two. And Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Similarly, As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James and John, mending their nets with their dad in the fishing boats. And Jesus called them and he said, "Follow me." And immediately they left their boat and their father and followed Jesus. It seems Sunday school simple when you read that story about these two sets of brothers that were called by Jesus. Follow me. Now, what's the first thing we tell our children when they are young and we're going to expose them to a crowd? Don't go with a stranger. Don't talk to somebody you don't know. Peter and Andrew and James and John just up and follow Jesus. I have a picture in my mind of poor old Zebedee in his boat, mending his nets. Like, "Boys, we got work to do. Come back here." But they chose to follow Jesus. Now, we will read more in the Gospels, and you all who have studied the Gospels for your lives, or maybe just for a little while, know that it wasn't that easy to be a follower of Jesus. It wasn't a matter of saying, "I have Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior in my heart, and therefore I'm a follower of Jesus." No, they physically walked in his footsteps, went where he went, learned what he taught. Imagine the urge they must have had sometimes to say, "Jesus, whoa, Jesus, we don't touch lepers. Jesus, that woman is a Samaritan." But he didn't call them to be advisors. He called them to be disciples. He calls us to be disciples as well. What does it mean to follow Jesus? This has been a long couple of months for me. And there have been some really, really exciting things happening in this church. Bev and the choir have come together to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Ask members of our outreach committee what they are excited about, or our faith formation. We remember a man I never even met, but we remember Russell Dahleen when we look at our new carpet, our newly lit opus sectile windows. And we think about all the ways we could possibly follow Jesus. And there's a bunch of people in this congregation who are really excited about that. Ask Steve and Kelly Cheeseman. They come a couple times a month and they restock the food pantry that you all so generously support. And we are just as joyful when we see the food go out of the building, because we know that we are feeding hungry people. Cindy Barshinger has been teaching and leading and worshiping with our young people. There were rumors that we don't have any children's programming. I don't know where those rumors started. But the children and adults that are here during faith formation time, they're getting to know Jesus and each other. This is real ministry. And when we are in the midst of it, it is such a tremendous joy. Our little people and our big people are learning each other by name, but most importantly, they're learning about Jesus and his love. Some of you know this week, Lutheran Social Services moved out of our annex. They needed a bigger space. Some people immediately jumped to the conclusion that the church won't be able to pay its bills, that we're just going to sink. What is our mission, brothers and sisters? It's printed in all of our documents, our bulletins, our newsletters. We are children of God called to serve and share the good news. That's what Jesus called us to do. And that's the mission we've taken on. We have an exciting possibility for rental space in that building. It's about healing and recovering. And we're just fleshing out the details now. But that building could be going to even more vibrant community goodwill than LSSI even. I'm telling you these things to remind you why we are here. And usually I don't. Let me step out.
That's not Thank you.